The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Bags are packed, are you ready to go? This time tomorrow we'll be on the road, riding with you in the sunnier.
It's time to name the neglect from typical food advice. Welcome to the Find Your Food Voice podcast, hosted by me, Julie Duffy Dillon. I'm a registered dietitian with 20 years of experience partnering with folks just like you on their food peace journey. What have we learned? Well, cookie cutter approaches exclude too many people, and you don't need to be fixed. It's not you. It's not me. It's all of us. Only together we can start a movement and fix diet culture. And we will. Let's begin with now.
I want to see how the world turns round. Let's go adventure in the deep blue sea. Home is with you wherever that may be. Home is with you wherever that.
Hi, and welcome to episode 311 of the Find Your Food Voice podcast. I am Julie Duffy Dillon, registered dietitian and partner on your food peace journey. You are in the right place if you have a complicated relationship with food. Maybe you have been dieting as long as you can remember, and you just can't go on another one. You just cannot even fathom the energy to even start another one. Or maybe you are recovering from an eating disorder. Maybe you're new to recovery, or maybe you have been recovering for decades. Or maybe you have just a complicated relationship with food. And the word just isn't meant to minimize in any way, but maybe that's the way that you're seeing it. Something just doesn't feel the way you want it to feel. And it just feels complicated. If that's you, you are in the right place. And today is a letter show. So what that means is it's just me reading a letter from a listener, just like you, who's describing their complicated relationship with food. And they actually address the letter to food, or to their body, or to diet culture, or to really anything. But this person actually addressed it to food. And so I get a chance to sift through it, give some pointers. And the cool thing is that food writes back at the end. So to give you a heads up, we are going to hear this Dear Food letter in just a second. We're going to have a quick sponsor break. But then after the letter, you will then hear my kind of pointers. And then again, at the end of the show, you will get to hear Food's letter back to this person. And today's letter writer is someone who is experiencing some transitions and support in their eating disorder recovery and scared, really, really scared about losing support. So I have a feeling in some way, shape, or form, you're going to relate to this letter. But like I said, we're going to take a quick sponsor break, and then we are going to get to hear this episode's letter. This episode of the Find Your Food Voice podcast is brought to you by PCOS Power. So this episode is released on January 26th. And if you look at your calendar right now and you're like, it is January 26th when I'm listening to this. If you have PCOS, you're in luck, because today is the last day to join our first cohort for PCOS Power. And PCOS Power, if you don't know what it is the course and community that me and my team created to help people with PCOS to get the information and support to help manage symptoms without dieting. And in particular, what PCOS Power helps to do, helps to improve your labs like insulin levels to balance blood sugar, A1C, help your cholesterol, triglycerides. It also is a tool that can help people who are experiencing liver function issues. 1 in 4 people with PCOS have fatty liver disease. So PCOS Power is something that can help you if you do have fatty liver disease, or if you have sleep or energy issues, heart health issues, or if you haven't gone through menopause and you are worried about your cycle length, maybe not because of fertility, but just because you want to have more regular cycles, well, then PCOS Power is for you. All the tools are weight inclusive and anti-diet. They're all designed to also be safe for those who are in eating disorder recovery. Something that is important for you to know too, my team and I, we all value body autonomy and prioritize healing from diet cultures. That always comes first. And the other thing that I want you to know is that PCOS Power is full of tools to help you advocate now and then every season of life moving forward. So I wanted to read a few testimonials that we have gotten from past PCOS Power recipients. Mary Ruth, who uses she, her pronouns, said, "PCOS Power gave me confidence in managing my PCOS without resorting to diets, guilt, or shame. I felt PCOS Power was the perfect blend of practical steps, support, and reassurance. I feel much more equipped to manage this chronic condition on my own terms." Amanda, who uses she, they pronouns, said, "PCOS Power has helped me so much, from starting to take the right supplements to figuring out what movement and eating can look like for me while managing my PCOS. I feel so very grateful that I was able to take this course. I feel so much relief, and I am clear on what I need and what is absolute bullshit." And then they say, there's a lot of bullshit. Thank you, Julie and team. So I hope that gives you a little taste of what PCOS Power is all about. Something that I want you to know is that PCOS Power in the 12 weeks, you know, this 3-month time period that we capture everything in PCOS Power, we guarantee that it's going to change your relationship with your PCOS. It's going to help equip you for every season of life. So get to all the details at julieduffydillon.com/power. And remember, you get a 20% off special coupon just for love, not love food. That's my old podcast name. Just for Find Your Food Voice listeners. And the coupon code is podcast. So julieduffydillon.com/power. And in the checkout page, you can enter the coupon code podcast for 20% off.
Did you know that every time you listen to an ad on this podcast, you help cover the cost of producing Find Your Food Voice? Thank you to our sponsor, Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense. Because of them, my team and I can continue our independent podcast. Equilibria is a women-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. It also promotes optimal vaginal pH. These probiotics were chosen because they are studied for women's health. And I love that you can subscribe. So if you find that Equilibria's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense helps you, you can subscribe so you don't have to think twice about running out and also save 25% off. I just started taking the Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense after a trip overseas that made my GI tract kind of funky. I am hoping that it helps make things just a little bit easier, easing back in. And also, as a woman in midlife, I am always looking for ways to help with vaginal pH. If you are not in midlife yet, just be aware, it's a thing that is around the corner for you. So head to myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. All right, let's get back to the show.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Dear food, I've had a long uphill battle with you over the last number of years. I blamed you for everything wrong with my body and my life. I struggle each and every day as a fat person living in today's world. It's so much easier to blame food and the desire for food than go against the crowd and say that diets and culture are the problems, even though that's what I really believe. I feel so alone in the fight to raise awareness of fat phobia, anti-fat bias, and the relationship of fat bodies and eating disorders. In fact, almost everyone I know has this assumption about my own personal eating disorder that they expect I'm going to say, I'm fat, so I must binge eat. I'm fat, so I can't possibly exercise. I'm fat, so I must only eat fat, heavy, high carb slash calorie slash whatever label foods. They somehow try to relate to me by saying that they can't control their desire to eat either. What is astonishing is their reaction when I tell them that I starve myself, that I overexercise, that I fucked up my GI system by purging and abusing a substance. They don't understand how much effort I have had to put in to getting to where I am now, much healthier and more in tune with my body. They also don't understand that I have to plan meals for the week or I won't eat. That going to the grocery store sometimes causes panic attacks, no matter how much I try to explain it. They can't get it. All this to say, food, is that I'm exhausted. I can't keep being the voice. I learned this week that my very wonderful health at every size oriented dietitian is leaving this practice and moving to another state. And all the other health at every size dietitians in the area are booked and not accepting new clients. I really feel like I can do this on my own. I have made so much progress with my own eating, exercise, and body acceptance that I can do this. But what happens when I struggle and no professional is there to help? What happens when I'm exhausted by fighting against fat phobia and bias and have nowhere to go to release the tension I feel? What happens when I get overwhelmed by food choices and dealing with intense cravings? There are so many fears. What's next? How do I find more support when I feel alone in this so often already? Sincerely, scared about losing support. Hey there, scared. I hear you. Yes, 100% everything that you said, or I guess you wrote, I hear you. And what a heavy, heavy burden that you're carrying. It just seems to me to be not fair that you, the oppressed, are having to confront the oppressor just to exist. And I also, from your note, want to let you know what you described is what so many folks have described on my green couch. If you don't know about my green couch, it's this literal couch that I have had in my office since I started working with folks who are recovering from eating disorders. I bought it in 2005. And now that I don't have an office and I just work outside of I work in my home, it's still in my like home office behind me right now. And the green couch has heard a story similar to yours, letter writer. And
Something that I want to mention, and not necessarily for you, letter writer, because I know you know this, or I'm betting that you do, but really to benefit the listener who didn't write this letter, the description of struggling to stay safe and to manage recovery with making sure that you're eating enough and meal planning, and also at the same time living in a higher weight body and having to be this kind of outward display of assumptions that are a dichotomy. And I don't know if that makes sense to you, listener, but what I'm thinking about is how we have been trained to believe that someone not eating enough has a certain body. And the letter writer, as you describe your body shape, it's not sitting with that stereotype. And honestly, this is the most common experience that I had. This is the green couch heard this the most often. And it's really interesting. And also it's just wrong, because this description is called technically in the eating disorder field and in this big book of diagnoses, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, it describes this way of struggling with an eating disorder as, quote, atypical anorexia nervosa. And every person who's worked in eating disorders for longer than like maybe 6 months would say, no, this is typical. This is not atypical. It just is the way that an eating disorder presents itself in a thin, obsessed world. And that thin, obsessed world also is in the eating disorder recovery clinician world as well. Like, we live in the same world too. And so because this must be, quote, a paradox, this must be atypical, and it's not. And that's why every single person that I talk to who lives with PCOS or polycystic ovary syndrome, that's the condition that I specialize in. Every single person that I meet with this, I ask first and foremost, are you eating enough? And the most common response is not actually any words. It's usually tears. And then the words, no one's ever asked me that before. Now, a person can be any size and have PCOS. And most of the folks that I would connect with were in higher weight bodies and not eating enough. So I also know that researchers have found over and over again that when they review how much a person is eating, folks in higher weight bodies are eating less than folks in bodies that society considers to be acceptable. So it's against what everyone's been trained to believe, you know, and that's why for you, letter writer, I appreciate why this is so hard. I like to say that you are trying to recover in a world that hasn't even acknowledged its own eating disorder yet, that hasn't even acknowledged its own body dysmorphia. It hasn't acknowledged its own anti-fat bias. And this is why that's one of the reasons why this is so hard. And again, you should not have to do this. You should not have to say, hey, in order for my organs to work, I need you to not be so biased against my body, to doctors, you know? And I wish I had like a magical solution. And I appreciate that you're not really looking for that. But this is a call to everyone listening, anyone who has a complicated relationship with food. We must come together. If we are going to help scared about losing support, this letter writer, if we are going to help this person, we need to come together. That's the only way it's going to get better for this letter writer, is for us to get our shit together, to organize and to change the way the world relates to bodies and how it relates to food. I'm here for it. I have a feeling you're here for it too, but we are only going to change it together. So I want to get down to the part of your note that's more kind of the concrete part of it, where you're describing letter writer. You're describing having to either transition or move away from working with a provider. And it sounds like this dietitian has been super important for your recovery. And I'm so sorry that you're having to go through this. And I can recall being that dietitian that helped folks recover. And it's hard for us too. I can't speak for that dietitian, but having to move or just having to experience a transition or just not being able to work with someone anymore that you have this kind of intimate relationship with, you know, having these kind of relationships, it becomes quite like, there's quite the connection there. And so I have a feeling it's hard for this dietitian too. And this dietitian will miss you as well. Something that I know to be true from having this experience on the clinic, as a clinician, is hearing from my clients years later, and when they would let me know how they're doing okay, would always make me feel so better and reassured this belief. And I want to let you know this belief, letter writer, and anyone who can relate to what scared about losing support is experiencing, this is for you. I know you have really strong support in these clinicians, and they have helped you. But you're the one that's doing the work. You are the one that is recovering. You're the one that is rejecting diet culture. You are the one that is choosing to eat, and you are the one choosing to do the meal plan and do all of the work. Yes, they supported you. They may have given you direction. They also gave you probably space to process and sift through. And you are doing the work. Whenever I would hear from clients years later, which just is the most wonderful experience. I love when my clients do this. So if you were a client of mine, hey, I hope you're doing okay. But often what people would say is, I was really scared to transition away from working with you. And I found strength in either working with a different clinician, working with a different type of modality, or even when times were tough, I found I could use the skills that we talked about. And this recovery is yours. I do believe it takes community to help people recover and maintain recovery. And you're the one doing it. So I know you're going to experience that too, like seeing yourself do the hard thing. Another kind of concrete part of your letter was like, how am I going to manage transitioning away from this person? And how do I find someone else when there's no other clinician that has availability, which is such a common experience right now. We are experiencing a mental health crisis. Like, there already was a mental health crisis in, you know, everywhere, but there's even more now. There's so, I know wait lists are so long that clinicians aren't even adding more people to their wait list oftentimes. So there's a lot of people waiting for support. And this is something, this recommendation may not sit well with everyone who's listening. So there may be a dietitian or a therapist or a psychologist that's going to hear this and be a little peeved at me, but whatever. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. Letter writer, you mentioned that you live in a fat body. Your lived experience is one that is not matching most dietitians, not all, thankfully, But most dietitians, of course, are in thin bodies. And the reason why this is because the field of dietetics is so incredibly toxic. Fat dietitians have to sit through so much toxic education and experience so much more bias than a thin dietitian will ever even know. And so with that being said, dietetics is also a field that is very expensive to complete. As a dietitian, when I was going through the training, it was an undergrad degree in dietetics that took 5 years for most people. This, I graduated in 1998. And then you had to apply to a 1 year long post undergrad internship that was required. And it was going basically to be a full-time job plus taking classes. And you also had to pay money to do this. And there was no way you could have a job. And the amount of internships available was less than half of than people applying. So what I'm getting at is that not only is it toxic for fat folks to become dietitians, but it also a person has to have financial access. They have to be financially really privileged in order to complete the training, to take a year where they probably have to move to a different state like I did and complete this internship, where most people don't actually complete it. And now, actually, to become a dietitian, you also have to finish a master's degree. So there's even more, it's more, even more expensive. So I mention all of this, letter writer, because what if you looked outside of just dietetics? What if you found a coach or an eating disorder recovery coach, a food or a meal coach, so someone who can do eating support? What if you connected with a mentor who is a few steps ahead of you in a similar type of lived experience? You know, there may be a different type of one-on-one to explore to see if that can be helpful for you. Now, life coaches, nutritionists that are not registered dietitians, things like that, those are fields that a lot of my colleagues are real against. And I am not, I was for a long time, but I am not. And this is why. Until dietetics is accessible to Black, Indigenous, and people of color, until it's accessible to fat folks without being toxic to any of the groups I'm mentioning here, until it's financially accessible with at least like, no, I'm like, the amount of loans that people are now having to experience to become dietitians when they're paying for school, it's just outrageous. So until that all becomes just more equitable, then I'm going to recommend fields that are more accessible, which coaching is much more accessible for folks. And there's fabulous fat positive coaches, people with lived experience that can be amazing assets to a recovery team. So for you letter writer, maybe that's another option to explore. And for you, the listener who can relate to this letter, you know, don't discount that. And again, not everyone's going to agree with that, but I said what I said. So one more thing that I want to mention to you before we wrap up. I know you're scared about losing support. And something I want you to know is that you have made it through all of your tough days. The toughest day you've ever experienced, you did it. And so I know you will again. You will do it. You will choose recovery. You will choose to eat. You will choose to do what you need to do to continue to move forward, because you always have. So you always will. I see that food is written back. So we are going to wrap up. This episode of the Find Your Food Voice podcast is brought to you by PCOS Power, the program that we are enrolling through today. So the day we release this episode is the last day to join. So if you're catching it I'm so excited you're catching this on the last day. Go to julieduffydillon.com/power and you'll get to all the details. And don't forget that there's a 20% off coupon just for Find Your Food Voice listeners. Use the coupon code podcast at checkout and you will get 20% off. Again, it's julieduffydillon.com/power. If you enjoyed this episode, I'm so glad. I hope it was helpful. I'm really hoping that this helps you along your journey to feel less alone in case you are maybe like the letter writer and need more support, but it's either hard to find or hard to ask for or just not accessible. I hope it's helping. I know it doesn't replace working with an individual provider, but I hope it helps you to feel the support you need every step of the way. And if you enjoyed this episode, I always appreciate anything like subscribing or sharing the episode. Those are really big things you can do to help more people find the show, especially sharing it. It seems to really help more people find the episode. I always love reading reviews. So if you have a moment to leave a review, that is fantastic. Or even just leaving a rating, it's really quick and easy. Especially those of us who are independent podcasters, we love when people do that because, you know, we're just here in our little offices recording and we don't have all the fancy equipment that lots of big shows have. But whenever you leave a rating or review, you subscribe or share an episode, especially for independent podcasters like myself, it does help us to just climb a little bit higher because there is just so many podcasts to listen to these days. All right, enough of all of that. I see that food is written back. But I will be back not next week. We are going to have the last week in January off, but we will be back the first week in February. So until then, take care. Dear Scared About Losing Support, we have come so far. For too long, we had a complicated relationship that is finally on the mend. We notice how tough each step has been and will continue to be. Along every twist and turn in your journey, you have continued to move forward. Guideposts along the way, like your Health at Every Size dietitian, have helped cheer you on and point you in the direction you want to go. Do you notice how you are the one taking the steps? The guides were important, yet you were and will be the one doing the work. As you move forward, consider exploring different options like coaches, lived experience guides, mentors, and support groups. And know that you are never alone in this fight. A community of fat positive folks are rooting for you and with you every step of the way. Love, Food.
Thank you for listening. I am Julie Duffy Dillon, and this is the Find Your Food Voice podcast. Ready to join the anti-diet movement and take the Food Voice Pledge? Go to julieduffydillon.com and sign your name to the growing list of people saying no to diets and yes to their own food voice. The Find Your Food Voice podcast is produced by me, Julie Duffy Dillon, and my team of kick-ass folks. I couldn't make the show without Yelly Cruz, assistant producer and resident book fiend, and Colleen Bremner, customer service coordinator and professional hype master. Audio editing is from Toby Lyles at 24 Sound. Music is Fly Free by Hartley. Are you looking for episode transcripts? Get them at julieduffydillon.com, where you can also submit letters for the podcast, give us feedback, and sign the Food Voice Pledge. We need your voice to end diet culture. We literally can't do this without you. Subscribe to the Find Your Food Voice podcast to get weekly inspiration and education on how we can defeat diet culture and reclaim our own food voice. I look forward to seeing you here next week for another episode of the Find Your Food Voice podcast. Take care.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.